Longing for the beauty of the glory of God, you pleased him in glory here on earth. By using well the talent entrusted to you, you doubled it, and you labored for it, not fearing even death. Receiving therefore reward from Christ our God for your suffering as a martyr, beseech him to save those who hymn you, O Lazar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O you who are endowed with divine wisdom, your flock praises you properly and dutifully as an outstanding champion of piety and a true honorable martyr, as you are bold in front of Christ our God. Beseech him to grant humbleness to those who praise you, so that we may cry to you, Rejoice, O Lazar, ever memorable.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The third Sunday after Pentecost, Matthew 6:22-33. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either hate the one and love the other, or else you be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil or spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O little faith? Therefore do not worry concerning what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear. For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is a time to consider Jesus Christ and our relationship with him. Jesus Christ is ever present with us. At times we will clearly sense his presence. At other times we will feel distant and have thoughts dwelling other than on Christ. It is important that we always repent and return to Jesus Christ. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is more than intellectual. It is intensely and uniquely personal. Though all Christians are united with and identify with Christ, each person feels a special relationship with Christ, a one-to-one relationship. A special bond exists among Christians they share with each other and with Christ. This bond transcends language and territory to link together in spirit and love people who have never met personally. The physical birth of Jesus Christ took place centuries ago. As Orthodox Christians, we celebrate Christ's Nativity each year as a present-day reality. We proclaim with joy each year that God is with us. It is likely that we do not spend sufficient time being amazed at the passage of centuries and the enduring presence of Jesus Christ. Each year at the Divine Liturgy on Pascha, we read from the Gospel of St. John that Jesus existed at what is referred to as the beginning. St. John states that all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Jesus Christ is central to our faith. We take our identity from Him. We place our hope in Him. He is our salvation, the source for remission of sins. As Christians, we live in a busy and diverse world. There are many distractions. Many individuals in the world blaspheme and do not proclaim Jesus Christ with great glory. At times, the conclusion can be drawn a war is being waged to denounce and subdue any references to Jesus Christ in public places. We must be certain of our faith. Our perspective must be clear. Through prayer, continual prayer without ceasing, we can come to know Christ as we have never known Him. The barriers to our relationship with Jesus Christ exist within ourselves. Each of us exerts control over our personal prayer life. Each of us exerts control over our use of time. Our thoughts are subject to personal control. We must be sensitive to the word discipline and how it emanates from the word disciple. To be disciples of Christ, He must be ever present in our prayers, our thoughts, and our mind. Jesus Christ must be our consuming interest. The Orthodox Church is a Trinitarian church. In the Creed, we proclaim our belief in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. We proclaim our belief in the Son of God of one essence with the Father. In the Creed, we assert our belief in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. Our beliefs give rise to our actions and they define us as human beings. We are members of the Holy Orthodox Church. Our religious teachings and services proclaim Christ as God, enable us to learn more about Him. Through the Holy Mysteries, we experience Christ in diverse ways in which He is wonderfully impacting our lives. The Holy Mysteries are turning points in human lives. We meet Christ in the Holy Mysteries in baptism, chrismation, confession, and communion, marriage and ordination, and Holy Unction. These are times when changes noticeably occur in human beings. Participation in the Holy Mysteries is a turning point of life. There is a subtlety to Jesus Christ. He acts in ways which defy total comprehension and challenge the best of minds. Jesus Christ became a man without giving up His divinity. He entered the world through humble surroundings. We have no record of His being educated in institutions of higher learning, but His teachings interest the world's best scholars. Records exist of healings by Jesus Christ. These miracles are a source of hope and inspiration for the sick and suffering of the world. They are objects of scholarly research and close scrutiny. More importantly, the miracles of Christ serve to manifest the faith of Christians everywhere. Christ offers hope. People of all ages have relationships with Jesus Christ. We know from the Gospel of St. Matthew that Jesus wanted the little children to come to Him. From a personal observation, we can attest that men and women of all ages find a bond with Jesus Christ. For many, the relationship with Jesus Christ begins at infant baptism and grows throughout life. Other individuals may experience unity with Christ at later stages in life. The relationships may mature at different rates in different ways. With certainty, we know the relationship with Christ are not limited by age, sex, race, or national origin. Jesus Christ is identified with the kingdom of God. In the Creed, we refer to His second coming. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Thy kingdom come. The Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and our thoughts regarding Christ deserve careful attention. In the Creed, we refer to the judgment that will take place when Christ returns. The Gospel of St. Matthew in the 25th chapter is an additional point of reference to the Last Judgment. Our relationship to Jesus Christ is not to be stagnant. We should look to the Holy Apostle Paul, who said, Jesus Christ would be magnified in His body, whether by life or by death. Or St. Paul, to live as Christ, to die as gain. Every day is a new opportunity to renew our relationship with Jesus Christ. Every moment is an opportunity to say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Throughout our lives, Jesus Christ is ever present. He is wherever we may go. If we travel to another country, He is there. If we work in a factory or hospital office, Jesus Christ is present. Airplanes and rockets do not reach heights which exceed the grasp and presence of Christ. We do not have to search to find Christ. We do not have to travel far. Our challenge is to open our hearts to Him and keep them open. Our challenge is to keep our minds on Christ. We must open our eyes and be sensitive to Christ's presence wherever we are. Now is the time to consider our relationship with Jesus Christ. It is always time to consider our relationship with Him. Time is measured according to Christ's birth. It behooves us to measure each moment of time as a golden opportunity to be with Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. We want to mention Monastery Marcia in Richfield, Ohio, the only woman's monastery in the diocese. Consider paying a visit to Monastery Marcia. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbeck. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.